Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
12 minutes to 8 on SENSA. Goggle Bix after 8 o'clock this morning. We'll hear from all of the experts in regards to Matt Crouch and Zach Butters. Also on the marker, your texts coming through 0427 154 166. Bix, I wanted to play for you something that Sam Edmund just touched on, and that was Nathan Murphy, the Collingwood Premiership player who was subbed out at the start of that grand final last year.
The 24-year-old met with an independent panel of doctors on Saturday and is tonight weighing up his football future. Murphy in at the club today as he awaits that panel's outcome, the same process that medically retired Angus Brayshaw in February. Murphy suffered at least his 10th concussion in last year's grand final and was initially cleared to continue his career. He returned to full training last month but hasn't joined teammates on the track in the last fortnight, telling 7 News just last week that Brayshaw's retirement had prompted him to undergo more brain scans.
Well, let's hope he's okay whether he's playing football or not, Nathan Murphy. It's a bigger story than that, isn't it?
It is indeed. And you just got to get great information, don't you?
Yep.
And the fact, like I said, the Angus Brayshaw one, I think, rocked a few people that it can change so quickly. So, our thoughts are with Nathan Murphy, and let's hope he makes a really well-informed decision.
Crows get their first win of the season against the undefeated and now defeated Carlton Blues. And, Bix, I wanted to first of all get an insight into how you're feeling about our next guest, because I tell you what, you talk about Braden Cook more than you talk about your wife. You have an aggressive man crush on him. I also once overheard you in the SEN kitchen say, I wish he was my son. It's an unbelievable love you have for Braden Cook. Because we say, good morning, Braden. How awkward's that?
Nah, not awkward at all, Walshy.
Hey, Cookie, good to have you on. It's more so I love what you do on the footy field. You've got a unique set of talents that is in a short supply at Adelaide. And I'm just rapt you've got the opportunity to have another crack at it after just playing one game last year. How are you feeling about being back in the side for the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, loving it. Obviously didn't get the result we wanted last week, but to back it up like we did this week is pretty special. And just obviously it's what we're here for, to play AFL footy. So I'm loving it at the moment.
You played on Blake Acres for a fair bit of the game on the weekend. You're playing up on the wing. It's such a demanding position. You've got to work back in defence and you're trying to get forward and exploit any opposition sort of if they don't follow you down. What did you learn playing on someone like Acres, who's, you know, one of the best wingmen in the competition?
Yeah, I mean, you've always got to be switched on. Like, I'll be running back to defend and yeah, he just somehow gets dangerous. So, yeah, you've always got to be switched on and almost, have an eye on the footy and an eye on him as well.
What's the feedback been from the coaching staff since coming back in over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, pretty positive. Now I think it's just about getting comfortable with the level. Like, it's obviously a massive step up from Sample. So, yeah, just to get a bit of confidence and back myself in and hopefully get a bit more of the footy and keep winning, to be honest, it'll be good.
Braden, can we talk about the role of the sub? Have you been a sub before at the level?
Twice, I believe.
So what's that like mentally? I was fascinated hearing a couple of the experts on the TV shows last night speak about the mentality that you have to have as a sub, where you have to be at the ready, not knowing if you're actually going to make your way onto the field or not, and you have to have a genuine impact. Can you talk us through that process?
Yeah, it's pretty different. Like, you got to be switched on at any moment. Something could happen. But, like, even if you sat on the bench, and, like, most of them only come on in the last quarter. So that's 3 quarters of being sat on a bench, like, high intensity, blood flowing. Like, yeah, it's hard to kind of take a breath and stay calm because you feel like you've been almost in the game for the last 3 quarters. So it's definitely it's definitely not easy. And to do what Sam Berry did on the weekend is, crazy.
Well, the other thing I noticed from that as well, and especially at Adelaide Oval, that if you're the sub, you're going through the full warm-up with the team, but then you don't get to do any kind of warm-up until halftime, where you might get 3 or 4 minutes before the Oz kickers are out there. So to keep up that consistency and, I guess, preparation, it must be challenging.
Yeah, definitely is. Like, we do the whole warm-up at the start, then you might get a little run around at quarter time, and then half time again, and then three-quarter time. So, yeah, it's definitely draining.
Mm. Sam Berry came on, 9 touches, 4 score involvements, of course, kicked the winning goal, which was fantastic. I'm interested in the mindset going into this game, because there was a lot of negativity around Adelaide, whether it be they don't have the talent, they don't have the right players, they're 0-4, they haven't handled the expectation. It seemed like most of the contact I'd had with the players, you were pretty positive and you felt like you're on the right track, and you just had to continue to improve on some of the smaller things, including the entries inside forward 50. Did you feel that confidence that it was going to turn around?
Yeah, 100%. Like, we've always had belief in how good we are. We just hadn't played the way we'd like to the first pretty much 4 games. So we showed a little bit against Melbourne, but yeah, we're starting to look a lot more like ourselves, and yeah, they're very pleasing, but we can definitely still get better.
The draw this year has given you the opportunity to play a few Thursday night games, one Friday night game already. You get another chance to be on the national stage again. You haven't really acquitted yourself all that well in these big games. This is another really good opportunity against a quality side like the Bombers this week.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we're really excited by that. Like, these fixtures are, yeah, something that we haven't had in the last few years. So the boys are just embracing it and, yeah, really looking forward to it.
And I guess a chance to get some momentum. If you're able to have a win this week, you can start to rebuild what has been a problematic start to the year. But by all means, your year's not over.
Nah, definitely not. There was definitely no need to hit any panic buttons. But hopefully that win last week can kickstart our season, and yeah, we can just flow off that.
Braden, a couple of questions to finish off with. We know that you're a big NBA fan, and Mark Bickley is a huge NBA fan. He once called the Denver Nuggets the Denver Broncos, and he jumped on with Nikola Jokic last year, and I haven't heard any NBA updates from Bix this season. So the Oklahoma City Thunder finished top of the West. The East is going to be fascinating. Who's your pick for the NBA championship, please, and why?
Oh, Walshie. Honestly, I'm more of a soccer football fan myself. Mm. I keep up with the NBA a little bit. I wouldn't be able to tell you. I'm pretty useless in this space, sorry.
Now, this is it's an intentional stitch-up, because I know for a fact there's a player profile of Braden Cook on the Adelaide Crows website, which is all the wrong information about Braden Cook. So it says he's a diehard NBA fan, and I wanted to put you to the test there, because did someone fill that out for you? Because some of the other things it says is you want to be a personal trainer. It talks about you going to Amy Stadium and remembering nothing apart from the Roar. Who fills out this stuff?
I have no idea. That would have been almost before I got drafted. So, yeah, I'm not sure where the NBA parts come from. I have the qualifications to be a personal trainer, so that is true. But, yeah, they've stitched up there. I would never talk basketball with someone as knowledgeable as you, Ozzy. I don't want to stuff up.
Well, the other question, and Bix, you can throw it at him, it's nickname related.
Yes. Do you have a nickname? Because Jared Walsh is trying to get you called the chef. Surely someone's called you that before.
Yeah, Nixie does love chef. I think he kickstarted that when I first rocked up. So, yeah.
Well, there we go. We're going to use that from now on.
It's going to be awesome. Well done, mate. It's great to have you back in the team. And also, you get to do it under lights again at Adelaide Oval, which is fantastic. It's an opportunity in front of these incredible fans for you, and to get the win in front of your fans, to, I guess, show a bit of love to them for the support they've given you. It would be fantastic for Adelaide to really get the season back on track. So, Braden, thanks for your time on SEN.
No, thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
I love that stuff, because I reckon these players, just even with the AFL record, they just get someone to fill it out for them, and none of it's true.
Well, generally it's left, somewhere near your locker, and someone sees it and fills it out and hands it in. But look, like I said, I'm an unabashed Braden Cook fan, and he's got some areas of his game that he needs to work on. He had a missed tackle on the weekend that cost them a goal, which he'd love to have back. And there's some of the little things. If he improves that, the other stuff is very, very good. The disposal, his size, his ability to step. I think he's got some real talent.
Well, it's interesting because the other part of this questionnaire, after he said he hates the NBA, number 9 on the get to know Braden Cook, where would you like to travel? I'd like to travel to the United States once it returns to normality. I hope one day I can make the trip across to watch NBA. Oh, my goodness. Look, we've got plenty of texts coming in this morning. 0427 154 166. It's a big half hour after the news, Bix, because we have Goggle Bix, lots of discussion, and I want to get your take on the Crouch / Butters incidents from the weekend, and then On the Mark with some really controversial questions.
There is one bit of audio that I want to play from one of the shows last night, and it is the most sensible thing I've heard in regards to the Butters and Crouch scenario. So don't miss that.
Apparently also Alex has sent in a text saying at Glam there's Bix poster on the back of some T-shirts that are being made there now.
This is getting out of control.
Henley Sharks, have a look at our socials.
This is the interesting thing. My kids play for Foss Camden, which is the arch rival of the Henley Sharks.
And what did you say to me after I showed you this photo? What was your response?
I don't know. What was that?
Well, you said, first of all, my brand is growing. Then
I don't have a brand.
And then you said,
I'm a celebrity. So you can see that you've cut that. I'm about to say, get me out of here.
Really?
That's the I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here is what Frankie Muniz said.
It's 8 o'clock on SENSA. Good morning.